your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. Senator Dianne Feinstein has died. I'm Dave Anthony, a Democrat from California, first elected in 1992.
Yeah, we don't know exactly the circumstances here. She had been in ill health for quite some time, but we got some rumblings about this overnight. Senator Feinstein voted yesterday morning in the Senate, but did not attend a Democratic caucus meeting later in the day, and she also did not vote in an afternoon vote series. She was 90 years old.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol.
She had led the Judiciary Committee. There had been some calls for her to step down because of ill and infirm health. She missed several months earlier this year due to a bout with shingles, and she was hospitalized for quite some time. She came back. She was here and there over the past few months.
Senator Feinstein's death comes as Congress deals with funding drama.
Nobody wants a shutdown. Nobody wants a shutdown.
But that would happen Sunday if government money runs out. Republican Congressman Greg Murphy tells Fox Business they're trying to work out a budget plan.
This is hard business. It's hard to gather all the individuals and all the different personalities together to agree.
Some House Republicans are refusing to back a short-term funding plan, pushing for a full budget and 12 bills with spending cuts Senate Democrats do oppose. The Auto Workers Union may announce next hour it'll expand and the 15-day-old strike to even more GM, Ford, or Stellantis facilities. A judge in Michigan is expected today to decide the fate of a school shooter who murdered four classmates.
Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty to the murders at Oxford High School in 2021. Friday's decision will culminate a Miller hearing, which decides if a juvenile can be sentenced to life in prison. Should Judge Kwame Rowe rule against life with no parole, Michigan law requires a sentence of 25 years minimum to 60 years maximum.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Klein Tools are new at Lowe's, pros. Lowe's knows you want top brands and quality products, and Klein Tools delivers. Right now, get the Klein 3-piece ModBox mobile workstation for $319.94 and the Klein 5-piece cushion grip screwdriver set for just $34.97, both exclusively at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein Tools, the highest quality tool brand, at Lowe's. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros.
Again, our top Fox News story just breaking in the last half hour. A U.S. senator has died. Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California who had been in poor health this year, even missing some time away from the Senate with shingles. We're told a bouquet of flowers has been placed at her desk at the Senate. Senator Dianne Feinstein served for 31 years, dead at age 90. At the Capitol yesterday, House Republicans held their first impeachment inquiry hearing into President Biden. Oversight Committee James Comer alleges
evidence reveals that then Vice President Joe Biden spoke, dined, and developed relationships with his family's foreign business targets.
Democrats insist there is no evidence of wrongdoing, calling the probe illegitimate. Two of the legal experts Republicans called to testify at the hearing said that they need to find more evidence linking the president to Hunter Biden's overseas businesses. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the last trading day of the month and quarter on top of the gains yesterday. On Thursday night football, a lion roared.
Second and goal. Big hole, left side, in for the touchdown. David Montgomery.
He ran for three TDs, leading Detroit to a 34-20 win in Green Bay on Amazon Prime Video. The Lions, with the win, now improve to 3-1 on the NFL season. The Packers drop to 2-2. In baseball, the Baltimore Orioles clinched the American League East Division title.
In your wildest dreams, could you have expected this? 100 wins.
The call on MASN after Baltimore beat Boston 2-0. Seattle beat Texas 3-2. The Mariners move within a game of Houston for the last AL wild card of the National League. Chicago lost to Atlanta 5-3. So the Cubs now a half game back of Miami for the final playoff spot. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. House Speaker Emmanuel Welch is pushing a bill that would allow his employees to unionize. Under the measure, legislative staffers within the state government will be allowed to collectively bargain through reps of their choosing. Proposal comes after a group of Welch's staffers clearing last year their intention to form a union in efforts to secure higher wages and better benefits. Federal jury is awarding a woman who claims she was sexually assaulted by a counselor incarcerated at a downstate prison more than $19 million. That woman filed a lawsuit against Logan Correctional Center in 2018. She claimed Richard McLeod began assaulting her in 2016 when she was assigned to a housing unit. Illinois Department of Natural Resources reminding the public that the use of drones for hunting not allowed in the state. Unlawful use of drones for hunting could result in enforcement action, including the seizure and forfeiture of unlawfully used equipment. The fall hunting season kicks off Sunday with the opening of archery, deer, and turkey seasons throughout the states. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller.
Did you happen to catch?
What's that?
Did you happen to catch that fall moon, the full moon?
Oh yeah, that was like a light bulb
beautiful.
Out there. Greg Solia, that was the moon was a light bulb,
yeah.
Man. The sky was
yeah.
Bright.
No need to throw the lights on to the weather office. Just open up the blinds and boom, there you go.
I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night and I looked. I said, "What's there's something on outside? Oh, it's the moon. Wow."
I love it.
Greg Solier, our meteorologist, has joined us, sir. We've got fog in the area still. I think that warning till about 9. And otherwise, clean and green to do yard work, whatever you want to do here, because I don't think it's going to rain for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next chance of maybe a stray shower, nothing really organized, although the recent rains and that cold, slow warbling around low brought anywhere from a couple of 3 or 4 inches in spots to just a half inch to an inch in some areas as well here in East Central Illinois. But that system is gone. There'll be a couple of cold fronts to come our way. We do see kind of a chillier, a little more typical seasonal early October air mass building in about a week to 10 days from now. That should be short-lived with another warm spell, probably another big warm-up or two here at least into the first half of the month of October. No substantial rain in the forecast as well for the coming 10 days to 2 weeks to maybe 2.5 weeks. Opportunities for backyard work, get some moisture reduction, dry down, evaporative losses. Those are all elements and parameters that folks of the harvest and at least field work business like to keep an eye out for. Mother Nature doing the drying of the crops versus them or you or us having to pay for it. So a good go of it. But the dampness out there this morning, the longer nights, and this is what you come up with after recent rains, kind of a fair amount of fog over a wide area of the Corn Belt and the Midwest this morning. 57 at Willard and Savoy, have about an eighth mile of visibility there. 55 at Rantoul, eighth as well on the visibility. 61 at Danville, and they're fogged in pretty well as well and up Bloomington normal ways. 3/16 of a mile, 54, the dense fog advisory till 9. And then we'll turn it to a partly cloudy during the mid to late morning and a mostly sunny afternoon. 77, slightly drier, less fog tonight, late low down to 55. Maybe a fog patch tomorrow morning, mostly sunny warm here and there. That's West Lafayette at 2:30, 80 degrees. Enjoy it with a light east wind, 83 Sunday. And into the middle 80s we go for Monday and Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday. And then a cooling trend after that with a couple of spotty showers, nothing significant. High temperatures next Thursday in the 70s and then 60s for highs next Friday and the following weekend. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He served 31 years in the U.S. Army, wide variety of command and staff positions, retired as a major general. He is Major General retired Bob Dees. The two words West Point have an entirely different meaning to me. My daughter's about to marry a young man that graduated West Point. Bob, thank you for your service. We appreciate you, and I've read about all your stuff, and I might need you to come back and be my Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair or something. Mm. We might bring you back.
I like that
we
idea.
We need good men like Bob Dees. Thanks for being on the program, sir.
You bet, Diane, Stevie. Good to be with you all. And West Point's a great institution. You're going to have a great son-in-law, I would expect.
No, he's a man of integrity, and we're just very thankful because he's a good man. But it's amazing the network. Wherever you go in America, if you say West Point, you can stay at my house.
That's right.
I mean, it's amazing. you guys are bonded. You and Dwight Eisenhower and the others, you
that's
know?
That's right.
Come on.
Well, we go through some shared life experiences, so we have a lot of trust and respect for each other.
Well, you know what? I don't think people understand that without you, somebody's invading me. It's all about peace through strength, I think. And I just don't think they get the value of what we're doing with this. There's bad actors out there, and we've got to have a strong everything like you. So we need that leadership. We need the people that are ready to defend our nation, and that's what you did, Bob. I do feel horrible about some of the PTSD, some of our veterans that are being left behind. Apparently a substance abuse recovery program is helping veterans. What do we know about that, Major General?
Yeah, well, the Department of Veterans Affairs has some good substance abuse and recovery programs, and then there's some new pharmaceuticals, if you will, Naxazone and a few others that help, but the challenge is we want to prevent these things ahead of time. We need to deal with them in crisis with the new drugs and the new recovery programs and things, and then after they go through this, we need to help them figure out how do they truly bounce back, how do they get back into society. You know, our veterans are untapped national treasures, their character, commitment, courage, their competencies. We want them back out on the street to do good things for America. And regrettably, right now, high suicide rates, you're familiar with that, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have this opioid epidemic. For veterans and for military, they use illicit drugs less than the general population, but they have much higher abuse of prescription drugs. They sort of trade them back and forth, and they sort of self-medicate. They don't trust the VA quite as much as they should, perhaps. And so it's a perfect storm that's impacting our veterans, and that's frankly why we're in existence at the National Center for Healthy Veterans.
You think we appreciate our veterans the way we ought to, sir? I mean, I don't know. I know Vietnam and people spat upon all these horrible things that occurred while they were serving, doing what they were told to do. I just wonder if we still have that level, and does it matter if we go up to somebody in uniform, say thank you, things like that. I think I really value them in high esteem. I'm not. I hope everybody does.
Yeah. Well, we're not as bad as we were in the Vietnam days, and we've gotten a lot better. And but I see a downward trend with all the civil turmoil of the last 2-3 years. It's going back in that Vietnam direction. I do think, though, that we need to say thank you for your service, and that's a first step. But part of our mission at the National Center is to help train churches, communities, campuses, corporations, and what it looks like to truly help veterans, not just say thank you for your service, that's great, but also how do you help them become employed? How do you help engage them with programs such as ours so that they have emotional regulation, they have life skills, they have career preparation skills? You know, they a lot of these veterans need to do a life reset. And, we say we rewire the brain, reshape the heart, restore the soul. And that's what many of them need to truly get back into America and do great things.
Why is it so difficult to assimilate back into society? What does that mean?
Well, different culture. You go from rigorous training, purpose, self-esteem. You think you're doing good things for a good reason. And then you get out of the military, and you may be one of one in Champaign, Illinois, or somewhere else, and you just sit there. You lose your purpose. Why am I here? Mm. You may start to dabble with drugs. You may have pain of various forms from your military service, so you start to self-medicate, and it's just a downward spiral. So we see these people all the time. A veteran came down the street. He said, 5 of my buddies from Afghanistan have killed themselves this last month, and I'm next. And it was like, whoa, and that's the way he came, and yet he went through this intentional 9-month residential program of life reset, and now he's up in New Hampshire. He's got a job. He's a welder. He's got a fiance who's a wonderful young lady. And so that's why we do business, is to help return these people back to America as productive citizens.
Well, how would people find out more about what you're doing, sir?
Well, it's healthyveterans.org.
Okay.
One of the first buttons says refer a veteran. So we have 10 new houses coming online here in the next couple of weeks. So we have space for veterans that are at risk. We don't accept sexual offenders, violent felons, or active addicts. But everything else is on the table. We do a good vetting, and we bring them on board if they're well-suited for what we're doing. And we put them back in America. And our success rate is higher than a lot of the short-term programs. Recidivism is a great problem, whether you're in the civilian sector or in the veteran and military sector. And we fight that with this program, and we're happy with the results thus far.
Aren't you supposed to retire when you retire? You're not retired.
The heck is this? Busier than ever.
At West Point, they say, take care of the mission, or do the mission, accomplish the mission, take care of the troops. And it just sort of gets in your blood after a while. You love the troops. You love their families. And retirement is just a little speed bump in the road.
Well, when you went to West Point, you're talking about the height of hippies. You had the shortest hair of anybody you knew. I mean, you had to go in, what, 68 to 72 or that around. That's just a raucous, you know, burn your draft card time, right? I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
You'd go to West Point, man.
Even at West Point, when we were an open community, we had girls and from Vassar and other things, they'd be coming, and they'd be giving us all the protest. We had to go walk through protest to get from our classroom to our barracks.
Wow.
You know? So that was at West Point. You can imagine what was happening in the rest of the country.
Wow.
No, that's nuts. Hey, listen, I really appreciate meeting you and having you on, and you sound like you're 40, so good for you.
You're kind.
That's you sound great. Major General Bob Dees, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care. Thank you.
ESPN 93.5, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN, let's jump to our morning sports. Here's the situation on the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Just got a win.
Atlanta won yesterday 5-3. We've got a game against Milwaukee with a 7-10 start over on US 105.9.
And you don't think Milwaukee wants to drop the Cubs out of this thing, do you? Anyway, it's just you got to win. Miami now half a game ahead of the Cubs. It all depends on the final three games. I said this coming down the last day. So we'll see. Cubs, you just go win your three, and then you just see what happens. So Miami has to play in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's not going to get swept. They're going to at least win one.
Right.
So if the Cubbies can win all three games, we'll have to see. That weirdness with the Miami game
because they were in New York and it's raining cats and dogs there. They're expecting 4 inches in the city.
They suspended the game in the ninth inning and Miami's winning, so I gotta presume they're gonna hold. You gotta get three more outs.
Wow.
So if Miami can get three outs against the Mets, they're winning 2-1. They suspended it. They play it Monday if necessary. Well, right now, Miami has the advantage, there's no doubt.
Chicago White Sox over Arizona 3-1. They've got San Diego with a 6:40 start. On to football, Lions over the Packers 34-20. Bears and Denver right now. Denver is favored to win that game in Soldier Field. What? Also, our team, the Illini, in West Lafayette with a 2:30 start against Purdue, playing for that Cannon Trophy. Our Illinois volleyball team at Huff Hall tonight against Penn State at 8, and Saturday at 6 against Iowa. The Ryder Cup is something we haven't hit, Stevie.
Yeah, that's going to be...
With Europe versus USA.
No, go USA.
Mm-hmm.
Go Busey. If you want to talk about Busey's commitment to the community, they give back.
Yeah.
Busey's been doing that a very long time.
Sure have.
In 21 and 22, Busey Associates gave over 20,000 hours of their time to community organizations. Almost 200 associates actively commit to board service, and Busey has contributed over 250,000 in scholarships throughout the footprint. Busey Associates have raised more than 450,000 through Pay It Forward, so they have impact. Corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development. If you want to learn more about this report that's out, it's called Busey's 2022 Impact Report. You go take a peek at that. You'd be impressed. Visit Busey.com/impact. Busey.com/impact if you want to learn more. Member FDIC. Busey's been around since 1868.
Nice.
Stever offer, $50 to Pards if you are interested. Pards Western Shop. Just go to GoStever.com. Hand it out $50 bills. I'm paying. GoStever.com. All right, check your weather. Come back with Fox Business. Lots more in our final 40 minutes. ESPN 93.5 at 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benham is Saturday, and another round of early to mid-morning areas of fog to contend with, and a dense fog advisory up and in effect across a good chunk of East Central Illinois to roughly 9 this morning. Probably be looking at some fog areas again tomorrow morning, and other than that, no weather issues at all heading into the weekend through the first half of next week. Late summer warmth will play out across the area. Signs of a cooler spell of weather ahead for late next week and into the following long weekend. In the meantime, becoming mostly sunny after the bouts of early morning fog, locally dense in some spots. High temperature up near 77, a bit of a northeast to north wind. Clear tonight, patchy fog late, low down to 55. Some patchy fog early tomorrow, mostly sunny. Warm high temperatures here and over at West Lafayette are around 80 degrees and a light east wind. Sunny and warm for the day on Sunday. Highs at 83, middle 80s Monday and Tuesday. Chance for a shower next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest inflation readings came in mostly as expected. Prices are still rising. Inflation has moderated, but still is far above the Federal Reserve's goal of 2%. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index for August rose 0.4%, up 3.5% over the year ending in August. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose 0.1%. That's a little less than predicted, up 3.9% for the year ending in August. It's the first core PCE reading under 4% in about a couple of years, though the core PCE reading doesn't include the increase you're paying in gasoline prices. Nike and other sportswear company stocks are rallying. Nike's earnings were upbeat and its forecast is encouraging. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jimmy Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
She is Ellen Hook, Ashley Homestore. She's hiding somewhere. Although your boy's now old enough to go to school.
Yes.
Is that right, Ellen?
What the heck?
They are, yeah, and the baby's sleeping, so I'm like free right now. I'm sitting at the kitchen counter.
He's got 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen, look.
The countdown begins.
Evelyn is 7 months old, and I heard that she can spike the volleyball with left or right hand, so ambidextrous.
You know, she's spiking the balloon.
There
the brothers
you go.
Like to toss her the balloon.
Boom.
She's going to town.
Yeah, and she's going to be probably really tall and athletic because your husband, Evan and Ellen, are volleyballers. Anyway, good to talk to you. So what do you have? You have friends and family. What's that about, the sale?
We do, yeah. We haven't run our friends and family sale in a few years. So we've got friends and family running for a couple weeks now. And at our Champaign location, we're doing 20% off for anybody that comes in. And it's a great time to get home finished before the holidays. It's like, get the furniture before Thanksgiving dinner, before Christmas, and maybe the family's coming over to your house. So we've decided to run our friends and family promotion right now so people can get ready for the holidays.
That's awesome. $2,000 couch just became $1,600. Mm-hmm. Come on. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
We
just got all new sectionals. So if you walk into the store, it looks like a different store. We have about 15 new sets out. So lots of fun stuff to look at.
Well, I mean, you bring a new definition to, honey, can you vacuum the store? I mean, your store's so big. It's so big.
It is.
My gosh, I can't go vacuum your store? Wow.
No, we have a whole sales team. They each have an area and two cleaning ladies. So it takes a village there to keep that store clean.
Well, you're still having fun. Ashley's a fun store to visit. You've got people that are really going to come up and help you.
Such a great team. Yeah. I know I visit with Craig every time I come, but let's talk about how things are looking as far as employees or as we come into the holiday season. Are you recruiting, Ellen?
We are recruiting for our sales team in Champaign, and it's a great opportunity. I mean, of course, I'm biased, so I'm going to say that, but the earning opportunity is wonderful, and more importantly, we have a really wonderful team there. I'm in Champaign almost every day, so you can see me for better or worse most of the time to chat about all things furniture and life. We're a family at Ashley. Our family's been at it for 151 years, and Evie comes to work with me some days, so, you know, we're doing life and furniture together.
I mean, that's what family thing. I love that. I love that mm-hmm. the fact that you'd see Evie. I mean, that to me would be a huge highlight. I think I'd make a great Walmart greeter. Would I make a good Ashley store greeter? Hey!
I think you would be
Ellen,
wonderful.
You're awesome. Well, how much is that? I don't know. Ellen? Ellen? And then after about third day, your smile would wane going, why is he here?
Right.
What is he?
And Stevie, really, the sales team does that. I knew as soon as I walked in the door, I was greeted.
Well, but they know what they're doing.
Right.
I would just simply say, hey, I don't know. Let me get Ellen. Ellen?
Well, you know what's funny is we know everybody's different. So some people come in and they want to be helped right away.
Yeah.
Some people come in and they're like, leave me alone for a while. I want to walk around. And everybody's different. So we get that and we train our teams to just be, you know, be friendly. And when someone needs help, you know, be ready to help. And if they're not, then let them walk around and have fun.
I love the layout of the store at Ashley Home Store. Let's talk about that. I mean, I know if I go left into the back corner, you've got all the mattresses and bedrooms. I mean, talk about that philosophy, Ellen Hook.
Okay, so mattresses are a whole, like, almost another business for us. It's a big part of the store. We have 42 mattresses. Sometimes it feels like a car lot because we have so many selections. It's like, come and test drive all these these mattresses. But our goal is to just be able to bring in our markets, in each store that we have, we try to make sure we can bring all the most popular, up-to-date trends and newest styles and technology that the mattress vendors bring. So Purple, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Simmons. We're bringing back the Serta Perfect Sleeper, if anybody's old enough to remember that. My grandpa was like number one in distribution for the Perfect Sleepers in the 70s.
Wow.
And that mattress is still just going hard.
That's
and
nice.
It's a good mattress. So, yeah, we're bringing those back. But, yeah, we just like to make sure everybody has a chance to try out all the new mattresses and get a good night's sleep because I don't know about you guys, but that's a big thing for me. I don't function well if I don't get sleep.
You got to get sleep. Nobody functions well without good sleep. Ellen Hook, one of our faves. We really love having you on and rooting for you. I cannot believe you just said family owned and operated 151 years. That's
right.
Like, what year was that? 1860 something?
It was 1872. So like before
unbelievable.
Cars.
Seven years after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Wow.
Ellen, that's like That's half of the U.S. history. I mean, that's unbelievable. More than half of the U.S. history. Unbelievable. And there they are. They're still doing excellent work. And Ellen carrying on the tradition. Ellen Hook, superstar, mother, wife,
exactly,
family.
Superhero. And speaking of superheroes, the mom-son dance tonight. So I'll see you at the High School of St. Thomas More after 6:30
yeah.
with the boys.
I was stressed and not having a costume. I said, well, wait a minute. I'm just going to go as myself because I'm a mom.
You are a superhero.
Yeah, you are. That's awesome. We'll have fun tonight with the boys and keep it going. Ashley Home Store, friends and family sale, 20% off. You get in there this weekend, and if you're lucky, you'll get to see Ellen and the kids. So it's all good.
That'd be fun. Can't wait.
Thank you, everybody. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Ellen.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk soon.
All right. 702 Anthony Drive in Champaign. And you can also just search Ashley Home Store to find some of the deals and search around and decide what you want. It's delightful.
All righty. Time for news, weather, sports. All coming up last half hour. It's 8:30 in the Twin Cities of Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. California Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein passed away overnight. She was 90 years old in the Senate since 1992. The United Auto Workers Union is expected to announce more strike targets today.
It's not just our time, it's about time.
Doc Killian works at a Ford plant on strike in Wayne, Michigan. 2 days now before a partial government shutdown if there's no deal on spending, Pennsylvania Republican Scott Perry.
The American people are sick of the status quo here in Washington, D.C., where a couple people in the House and the Senate make some huge deal and you have to vote for all kinds of terrible things that bankrupt the country to keep the government open. We are done with that.
Minnesota Democrat Dean Phillips also on Fox.
It's a failure, by the way, of both Democratic and Republican House leadership over generations that have created the circumstance in which we find ourselves.
America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. House Speaker Emmanuel Welch is pushing a bill that would allow his employees to unionize. Under the measure, legislative staffers within the state government will be allowed to collectively bargain through reps of their choosing. Proposal comes after a group of Welch's staffers clearing last year their intention to form a union in efforts to secure higher wages and better benefits. Federal jury is awarding a woman who claims she was sexually assaulted by a counselor incarcerated at a downstate prison more than $19 million. That woman filed a lawsuit against Logan Correctional Center in 2018. She claimed Richard McLeod began assaulting her in 2016 when she was assigned to a housing unit. Illinois Department of Natural Resources reminding the public that the use of drones for hunting not allowed in the state. Unlawful use of drones for hunting could result in enforcement action, including the seizure and forfeiture of unlawfully used equipment. The fall hunting season kicks off Sunday with the opening of archery, deer, and turkey seasons throughout the states. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, and some nice weather expected into the weekend and through at least mid-next week with a hint or two of late summertime in the air. There'll be a couple of cold fronts later next week and a downward trend on temperature at that point. No significant moisture ahead the next 7 to 10 days. Some areas of fog, though, again around this morning. Some of that locally dense early on. A mostly sunny late morning and afternoon, though. The high around 77 and a light northeast to north wind. Just some patchy fog areas late night tonight. Otherwise, mostly clear in 55. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a little fog patch early in the day. High temperatures here and over at West Lafayette and Purdue up around 80 in the afternoon on a light east wind. Down into the 50s again tomorrow night, sunny, warm at 83 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, middle 80s with sunshine. Could be a stray shower here Wednesday at 82 into the 70s. And another shower chance for Thursday and a sprinkle on Friday. By late next week, high temperatures just in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with liquid death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Capture every mood with Merle Norman's Fall Moods Color Collection. Warm and cool romance eye and cheek palettes feature four velvety eyeshadows and two blushes for creating on-trend mauve and smoky wine looks. Plus, you'll receive a free travel-size mascara with your palette. Enhance lips with the new plush lip liners in Rosewood and Merlot. Both complement four plush lipstick limited editions exclusively covered in lip marks. Fall Moods Color Collection is available now while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Did you buy stuff from Merle Norman?
I was just going to say, they only have two of those gifts left now because I got the second to the last one.
Well, you went and spent some money on some great products.
Actually saw my friend Karen walk in and talked with Marilyn about how an express facial is only like 20 minutes, a half an hour. And especially this homecoming season, if you have a daughter who's not used to putting on makeup, Marilyn is so great.
Really good at it. Yeah.
And your skin. I mean, both Karen and Marilyn are saying, Diane, your skin looks really good.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm using this Merle Norman products and this exfoliating and these masks and things like that, you know, every couple of months or whatever. So it's fun. Merle Norman at 706 Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Yeah, it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I probably use that. I mean, not the makeup, but I mean, wrinkles.
You know,
wrinkles and crinkles. You get those.
And you know, someone who's really good at makeup, of course, with her pageant background, is your daughter Grace. I can't wait to see at the wedding her just glowing. And I am sure Janet's thinking through, you know, her makeup and hair and all that. Now that you're, you know, getting in the zone here.
We're in the zone.
Yeah.
I mean, we are
game
fully
face on.
In the zone.
Yes.
I'm trying to help, but yet stay out of the way, but
right?
Yet help. Because Janet's just doing just so much. I mean, it's just, she's 24/7 on things that we're doing and the vision she has for how it's going to look and everything else. So, yeah, no, we're in full wedding mode. Jacob Hurtubise, our future son-in-law, got a call last week. He was supposed to be home all fall. And Grace and Jacob had plans like all the time. Doing
that's right.
Wedding bands.
Fitting.
Everything.
All that.
So he got a call and was invited to Arizona Fall League, which is a huge deal for prospects. And so he had a terrific year. He batted .390 in AAA, which is unbelievable. And he stole a lot of bases, scored a lot of runs, got on base a lot. And so he's in Arizona. So Grace was like happy but yet sad.
Yes.
Because they had all this time to do all these things. And he was in town for 4 hours on Monday and went to Michelle's and tried it on and then went and bought two wedding bands. And I mean, just,
right.
And then he had to go back.
Yeah.
So he flew to Arizona and he's with all the prospects on Major League Baseball runs this. The Cincinnati Reds and every Major League team sends about six players. And he's the only outfielder the Reds sent. And so it's exciting because he's definitely moving up, and we don't know exactly what you know, that he's in a Rule 5 year, which means if the Reds don't put him on the coveted 40-man roster, Jacob will be picked up by somebody else. His year was so good, the other major league teams have their eye on him. I'm hoping the Reds protect him and that he can stay with Cincinnati because geographically, it's not the Dodgers. It's
right.
Not, you know, there's
right.
Just a lot of different.
It'd be nice to be in the Midwest.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, obviously with Grace and
my daughter. He's going to be with her husband.
Right.
So anyway.
Have you thought about the daddy-daughter dance, Stevie? That's a tradition at these wedding receptions.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have one. I'm going to let Grace pick the music and all that.
Okay.
And looking forward to that 15-minute song.
the extended remix version. We're
going to loop it till there's murmurs. Well, how long does this last? Honey? I don't know. Aren't they going to eat the cake?
When's
the cake come out?
Holding Grace tightly. Yeah.
And then security, we need a... yeah, and then I'm working on the daddy speech.
Okay.
And I can't get through it at this point. And,
right.
And so I've got to figure out how to not do that.
Well, and Mike is more subtle and quiet, wind beneath my wings kind of guy. And he had my girl from the Temptations. And it was just such a great moment for him and
Anna
a few months ago. No, he didn't do any kind of toast.
My girl says it all.
That's right. And on daddy-daughter dance. And, you know, that first dance. Everything is just such great moments. And with me DJing over 30 years and doing wedding receptions as part of my bread and butter on my side hustle weekend gig, you know, all of these things were interesting for me to navigate and the mother of the bride role too.
I can't believe you did that, but I can believe you turned on the music for your own wedding.
I mean,
I was there.
I just,
you know what you want.
I did.
So you just,
and so did Anna. And to execute that perfectly, to me, this was kind of like my shining, beaming, you know, creme de la creme finale. And now I'm starting to phase out and only do a few weddings a year.
Well, you're good. If people can get you, you're
thank
good.
You. Thank you.
But yeah, I'm just wanting to make sure that what the words I say, A, have tremendous meaning, B, are not too emotional where I can't finish, because I do cry, and then C, I don't want it to be dads talk too long, dads go on too long, dads don't have a plan, they just start talking, and you just can't go 15 minutes about, you just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very cognizant of all that. I joke with Gracie that it'll be 45 minutes, but no longer. And that helps her cringe a little.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not going to be that. So I'm just working on it, and it's probably the most important talk I'll ever have.
Well, it meant a lot at our reception to have you say a few words and stuff ahead of that daddy-daughter dance since you've known Anna.
Yeah, ever since.
Since her being a baby.
Yeah, no, always a wonderfully cute little baby girl and just sweetheart.
That's right.
With a kind heart and making me all these little cardinal trinkets through the years.
Uh-huh. And then Halloween. She'll give you the banana Laffy Taffy.
Apparently Seth likes that. Seth likes banana Laffy.
Right.
So that's why I haven't had one in years. It is 8:42. One more sports look coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
All righty, 844. Now sports headlines.
Milwaukee beat St. Louis yesterday, and now they're facing Cincinnati with a 7:15 start. St. Louis to use Jake Woodford on the mound and Brandon Williamson for Cincinnati.
By the way, Jacob, my future son-in-law, has played with just about everybody on the starting Cincinnati Reds team. It's a young ball club, and they've all come up through the system. And so it's kind of weird to see all these guys that I watched play with Jacob in A and AA and AAA. So anyway, pretty cool. They're right. Young. They're young, right. And Cincinnati's going to be good.
Now, this weekend at Busch Stadium, it's going to be fun with the Adam Wainwright.
That's
will he bat then?
They're talking, if it doesn't have meaning, I heard Derek Piper talking about it. If it doesn't have any meaning to the Reds because they're still technically in the wild card, then they probably have some fun. Let him swing if he wants to, have an at-bat. Otherwise, yeah, it just depends on Cincinnati's situation. They're about to be eliminated, but they're not yet. So if Miami and the Cubbies both lose all weekend and the Reds win, sweep the Cardinals, they could still get in. They're a game and a half back.
Okay.
It's kind of awkward and not enough time, but the Reds have had a heck of a year with David Bell, the former Cardinal bench coach, the manager at Cincinnati, and he's really turned that franchise around. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, Baltimore's definitely in after they beat the Boston Red Sox yesterday. Atlanta beat the Cubs 5-3. So a half game back in Miami. Miami has this weird deal where they were rained out in the ninth inning.
Suspended and played Monday in New York City. Take Big Silver Bird to New York, unpack everything, go in there for three outs.
Wow.
Actually, four outs because it's top of the ninth, two outs, two on for Jorge Soler for the Miami Marlins. And then bottom of the ninth, I mean, it's like a 15-minute thing. But it might be necessary to play.
Yeah,
I think they're hoping they don't have to do that. But in case, they'll have to play Monday, and then they play Tuesday because the wild card team's got to play right away. So
the Cubs have Milwaukee, and of course, we're hoping for a sweep of the Brewers. It's a 7:10 start. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9, Kyle Hendricks on the mound. So Illinois football in West Lafayette at 2:30 against Purdue. Your predictions are...
Hold on.
Just not sure.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Who will get the Cannon Trophy, Boilermakers or Illini? I'm feeling the Illini because we just have so much, you know, I don't know. I just feel like we got the moxie. We're in there to win.
I just know that we lost four NFL players in my defensive backfield, so receivers look to be more open because they had new guys in there. It's very natural. It's expected. If we don't make any mistakes, I think we're better. I do think we're better than Purdue. I just don't know if we're going to win. I'm sure hope. I guess the word is hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful because I think if you win this one, it kind of lights the fire again for the fan base because then you're going, oh, on the road at Purdue? Okay. Kind of need it,
yeah.
I think, for the energy.
Yeah.
And I think we're better than Purdue. I do think that. I just don't know if you're going to win.
Illinois volleyball in action against Penn State at 8 o'clock in Huff Hall tonight, and then Saturday at 6 against Iowa. Lions over the Packers, 34-20 yesterday. Bears in Denver, who you got, Stevie?
I don't know. I mean, it's both really bad teams. And I mean, I'm hopeful that Justin Fields has a wonderful game.
Yes.
And I hope the Bears can win one. I think they can beat Denver. But again, they're betting, the odds makers are betting on Peyton Manning. I'm sorry. Sean Payton.
Okay.
Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And whatever's left of Russell Wilson. I don't know how good Russell is anymore.
I see.
Anyway, we'll see. I think Bears at home, and it's going to be a lot of people there and be exciting. If they play well, I think they can beat Denver. 8:48, let me get your weather next. Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month.
and make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org. The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, 7 a.m. Some nice weather expected into the weekend and through at least mid-next week with a hint or two of late summertime in the air. There'll be a couple of cold fronts later next week and a downward trend on temperature at that point. No significant moisture ahead the next 7 to 10 days. Some areas of fog, though, again around this morning. Some of that locally dense early on. A mostly sunny late morning and afternoon, though. The high around 77 and a light northeast to north wind. Just some patchy fog areas late night tonight. Mostly clear in 55. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a little fog patch early in the day. High temperatures here and over at West Lafayette at Purdue up around 80 in the afternoon on a light east wind. Down into the 50s again tomorrow night, sunny, warm at 83 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, middle 80s with sunshine. Could be a stray shower here Wednesday at 82. Into the 70s and another shower chance for Thursday and a sprinkle on Friday. By late next week, high temperatures just in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ulrich, Greg Soldier.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring, the gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
All righty, so the boys are on this afternoon. Lontae will be on with Derek Piper with Kyle Tosca. It'll be this afternoon, 3 to 5, 3 o'clock hour, replayed in the 5 o'clock hour. I find myself running around and really enjoying the 5 o'clock hour because I missed the 3 o'clock
yes.
hour. So it's all awesome. Don't forget, Monday, Jay Layman's back on at 3 o'clock, and Luke Altmaier, the quarterback, is on every Mondays with us at 4:05. And he's just by him talking, he's a good kid. That kid, you root for that guy.
Absolutely.
And if we can protect him, I think he's good. But you got to have a little protection, give him some time against Purdue tomorrow. And I think Purdue will blitz the heck out of him because Ryan Walters is pretty aggressive. And I've seen Purdue try and blitz, and they can bring it. So we'll see, but we're ready for that. Our guys know them just as well as they know us. So.
And a big thanks to our sponsors, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen at State Farm, and Carpenters Local 243. So they're all in on that on Monday when we chat with our Illini athletes about how the games went.
Nobody has said anything this week, but I'm willing to tell you with pretty much assurance that Brett Bielema doesn't want to lose to Ryan Walters.
I agree. I mean,
it's a human thing.
Uh-huh.
That's a guy that you hired,
yeah,
that you brought in. Yeah, they had a fabulous defense, got him a great job, and you're happy for that. You know, hey, good for you. That's awesome. But the Big Ten, dang. You know, maybe he goes somewhere else. But it's our backyard for a long time, right? Anyway, we're going to try and beat him. And it'll be really cool if we do, because I think it'll really reinvigorate Illini Nation and get us ready for a Friday night game in Nebraska next Friday night. All right, we'll return, God willing, on Monday between 7 and 9. Diane, thanks for all your work. Have a busy and great weekend.
Yes, enjoy your weekend.
Thank
I
you
love
so.
It.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. I'll meet you back on the radio Monday morning with Diane at 7 a.m. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. Oh, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Build strength and endurance in a high-energy, fun fitness class with the Urbana Park District. Work It Circuit runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are between 5 and 5:50, October 24th through December 14th. Each session takes you through a full-body workout with a mix of resistance training and high-energy aerobics. No experience is necessary, and people of all abilities are welcome. Instructors can modify the class to meet your needs. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles, backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you today, and I hope you'll take advantage of an opportunity to take my money in our Stever program and go to Pard's Western Shop and shop. Pard's is in Urbana, 306 North Maple. It's between Maine and University, and it's been around there for 1968. So you're looking for boots. There's no other place in the world you can get as good a quality boots as Pard's in Urbana. You got women's wear, men's wear, you got kids, you got hats, saddles. What are you looking for? Pard's is wonderfully, incredibly appointed with people that help you with finding what you want. You want to support local? Support Mark and Angie and the wonderful people at Pard's. They're terrific. So I'm giving out $50. Would you like it? $50 bills, I'm throwing them out the window to you. Go to Pard's in Urbana. You have 7 days to use this, and then you have to fill out your survey. Pard's is our Go Stever offer. Go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.